On Sunday nights, I've been preaching through the parables of Jesus Christ. Now, Sunday morning, we're preaching on the miracles of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I'll be talking about the parable of the talents. I want you to open up your Bibles with me, please, to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And we're going to begin reading at verse 14, and we're going to read about the parable of the talents. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. And then the one that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received the 2, he also gained other 2. But there's always a wise guy in the crowd. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and he reckoneth with them. And so he that had 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, and saying to the Lord, Thou deliverest unto me 5 talents, and behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents, 5 more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant, for thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 talents, other talents besides them. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth, so there thou hast thou thine talent. I'll give it back to you. There it is. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reaped where I sowed not, and I gathered where I have not strawed. He's being sarcastic here, the master of the house is. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, that is interest. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him that hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm using for a subject the parable of the talents. You may be seated. There are a lot of people that want to argue the fact that these talents is not money. They want to fuss and say the talents could not be money. Well, wait a minute. Verse 18 says this guy hid the 1 talent and hid his Lord's money. It's pretty clear, isn't it? It said he hid his Lord's money. Right? Well, if he's not talking about money, why did he say that? Notice it says in verse 27, thou oughtest, he's speaking to the one that buried his talent, therefore to have put my money, there it is, my money, to the exchangers. I don't know why it is, but it makes no difference whether you're Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or Pentecostal. People tend to bristle when you mention money. Now, I want to quickly say this. This parable is not just about money. It is about the blessings that God has entrusted to you and I to bring glory to Jesus Christ. It includes money, but it also includes talents. It includes blessings that God has given us. In fact, in this parable, in fact, there's three of these parables in Matthew 25. There's the parable of the 10 virgins, verse 1 through 13. I believe that's to the church. Be ready, be ready, be ready. The Lord's coming. You don't want to miss out on being part of the bride. There's a parable of the talents that we're preaching from tonight, verse 14 through 30. I read it to you. And then there's the third parable of the separating of the sheep from the goats in verse 31 through 46. Now, this is not to be, this parable of the talents is not to be confused with the parable of the pounds in Luke chapter 19, verse 12 through 27. It talks about the parable of the pounds. Here in this chapter 25, of the talents, it's talking about the parable of the talents. But in Luke 19, it talks about the parable of the pounds. I guess the pounds would be English currency and the talents would be Jewish currency. I don't know. But either one is money. But it's more than money. And I want you to understand something. Jesus is trying to get something across. I've entrusted with you, myself included, something that is far grander than material blessings. I've entrusted to you something that is incredible and amazing. The parable of the pounds is not the same as the parable of the talents. You say, well, I think they're the same. Well, you know, it talks about the pounds. One would have 10 pounds. The other one would have 5 pounds. The other one had 2, I think it was, pounds. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a tangerine's not an orange. Amen? Might be similar. You say, but the parable is similar. The pounds and the talents are similar. Well, that don't make it same. Amen? Hello? Our feet look quite a bit alike, but your feet stink more than mine. You say, how do you know that? I'm not going to go there. Like the guy that says, my feet stunk so bad I put odor eaters in the shoes and they eat my feet off. But the parable of the pounds and the talents, just because they're similar, and I believe the parable of the pounds in Luke 19 is more to Israel, more to the people of Israel. And the parable of the talents is more to Jew and Gentile alike, mankind. And so we need to understand that this is a very strong indictment from the Lord. The scripture is very clear, and if there's one thing about this parable that you have to understand, and you got to see it, this parable is about working for God. Hello? This parable is about glorifying God. This parable is about living for God. This parable is about expanding and glorifying and magnifying and doing what God has made you to be. That's what this parable is about. Becoming what God wants you to be. Amen? It's about work. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm convinced the guy that had one talent worked harder than the guy that had five, worked harder than the guy that had two, because the guy that had one talent went and dug in the ground. There's nothing harder than digging ditches. And some people work harder trying not to work than to do it that had just worked. Amen? Come on. Somebody asked me one time, well, I've been asked several times, when are you going to retire? And my answer is always the same. Well, I didn't like working in the first place. But the Lord does not give us retirement when it comes to our relationship with the Word and with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't have retirement from God. We don't have separation from God. There is no place to retire. Amen? I never will forget the story I heard about a guy that he went to the doctor. His wife said, man, you got to go to the doctor. And he went to the doctor for a complete physical. He said to the doctor, I just can't get motivated in the morning. He said, it's really hard for me to get out of bed. It's very wearisome for me to just, you know, get out there and do it. And he said, I need to be checked. And the doctor checked him. And all the tests came back, and the doctor looked at his chart, and he said, you're perfectly healthy. All the tests came out good. And the guy said, give it to me, doc. Just tell me the truth. What's my problem? And the doc says, you want to know the truth? He said, yeah, just tell me the truth. He said, you're stinking lazy. That's what you are. And the guy said to the doctor, would you write that on a prescription so I can give it to my wife? Now, let's remember this. When the man buried his talent, the one person that buried his talent, he tried to make excuses. But excuses don't work. He said, I was afraid. Now, let's look at the talents for a minute, and let's really stop and consider that Jesus Christ was sharing something very heavy and very weighty. Now, I'm concerned about the generation we have today that has mobile phobia. You say, what is mobile phobia? That's people that's afraid to be away from their cell phone, their mobile phone. They're mobile phobia. Everything's on their mobile phobia. Everything's on their mobile phone. They're afraid that something might happen, and they got to have their phone. Amen. So I'll start by simply saying this. The parable teaches us that we've been put here on this earth to produce for God. We've been put on this earth here to produce for God. The parable teaches us that we were put here to honor God, to love God. And the Bible says that this traveler, this man that was very rich, called his servants together and said, I'm leaving. This traveler going to a far country is none other than Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, I'm going away. And he called his servants, and those servants are none other than you and I. And he calls the servants to him, and he says, he delivers unto them his goods. He gives to one 5 talents. He gives to the other 2 talents. He gives to the other 1 talent. The one that has 5 talents, he goes out and produces another 5 talents. The one that had 2 talents, he goes out and produces another 2 talents. The one that had 1 talent didn't produce nothing. He dug in the earth and he buried his future forever. He dug in the earth and he buried his eternal destiny forever. Now listen to me. We're talking about that he delivered, this keeper of the house, this man of the house, delivered unto him his goods. Did you know Jesus Christ has delivered to us his goods? He died on the cross of Calvary. He gave us liberty from death, hell, and the grave. He rose again from the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He brought to us the great word of God, this blessed Bible that brings people to their knees, calling out for forgiveness through the blood of the Lamb. He gave us great blessings and great spiritual blessings. He gave us his goods, his spiritual goods, but he also gave us physical goods. He gave us the goods of this life. He gave us time. He gave us life. He gave us talents. He gave us riches. He gave us strength. He gave us hope. He gave us joy. Jesus Christ gives us his best. And he gives the one 5 talents. Now let's look at these talents. Someone says, well, how much was a talent? Well, you can't get everybody to agree on this. So I wrote this down. 1 talent, according to 1 Bible commentator, I looked it up to see $500,000 in today's money, 1995. 5 talents in 2018, if it's weighed out in gold, and a talent is 75 pounds, it's worth $9,851,847, and don't forget the 17 cents. That's 5 talents. Not everybody can agree that what a talent is. Some say 129 pounds, some say 75 pounds, some say 71 pounds. Some say that a talent, 1 talent, is 20 years of wages. 20 years of wages. In gold, 1 talent in 2018 was, one commentator said, $1,400,116. Now listen to me. No one can agree on the weight, the measure, and the price. It's not about the value of the talents. It's about the value of the master. It's about the value of what the master has entrusted to us. Either way, we have to say his goods are priceless. They are incredible. Any way you look at it, think about it, 1 talent, 20 years, then that would make 5 talents, 100 years. That'd make 2 talents, what, 40, 80 years, 40 years? Now, I'm not saying that that is a great interpretation, but I'm saying that Jesus is talking here about life. And about what we do with our life. I came into this world with the blessings of God. And I came into this world with the requirements that I fear God and keep his commandments. I came into this world with God's blessing. You know how I know? I was born alive. I came into this world with God's blessing. I came into this world made in the image of God. I came into this world given life from God. And in my mother's womb, God formed me. I came forth as a creature of God that God has made mankind. And God has given me so many gifts. He gave me food to eat and water to drink, clothes to wear, and joy unspeakable. Mom and dad, brothers and sisters, family, church. God has given me so much. But more than that, he's given us spiritual gifts that are beyond calculation of value. And so the one that got 5 talents went out and he increased his 5 talents to 10. Now, let me say again, we're not talking about just money. We're talking about value. We're talking about measure. We're talking about weight. We're talking about talents. We're talking about abilities. Remember, he gave to each one several abilities according to their abilities, gave them gifts according to their abilities. Let me say this right now. Only one thing has kept me from being a great musician and a famous singer. Only one thing. I can't play. But they are those that are blessed with great talents, blessed with great blessings, amen? And so I'm grateful for the fact that God has given me a couple of talents, maybe. One of them's yelling. I think yelling's a good talent, shouting and preaching. That's not everybody can rip and snort and holler and not get killed. Close, but not. But notice he gives them his goods, and the one with five talents increased it to 10. The other one with two talents increased it to 4. Well, 4 and 10, there's an increase taking place, 10 and 4. And then there's one talent. We could call that 20 years life. And a person wastes his substance with foolishness. Notice that when the Lord, the Master, came to judge, and let me say this real quickly, the Bible says that not only did we have God's goods in verse 14 of Matthew 25, but after a long time in verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. Now, I want you to know that there's one guy that had one talent, and he dug in the earth, and he hid his Lord's money. Does that mean he literally went out and dug a hole and put it in the ground? Well, if you're talking about money, yes. But there's a lot of people there. They've dug a hole in the ground, the earth, and they're wasting their time on earth. And they're going to die and face God unworthy, unprepared. Remember the one with five talents that increased it to 10. Jesus says, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, because you've been faithful in a few things, little things. I'll make you ruler over many things." Remember, he said to the one that changed his two talents to 4, he said, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, because you've been faithful in a few things, little things. I'll make you ruler over many things." But notice when he comes to the one with the one talent, after a long time, and let's mark it down. Give it some time, you're going to face God. You understand, please understand me. And I want you to understand me in a very, very sobering way. The third point I want to put out is simply this. It says, after a long time, God will judge us, in verse 19. What that man do with his talent? The one with five increased it, another 5. The one with 2 increased it to 4. The one with 1 hides. He just spends his life, waste his time, waste his life, and didn't acknowledge the good things that his servant gave, that his master gave him. And the world's full of people like that. The world's full of people. Oh, they got their time for their baseball games. They've got their time for their soccer games. They've got their time for their bull rides or rodeos. They've got their time for their school. They got their time for the soccer, to take the kids to soccer. They got their time to be busy. They got their time to do all they're doing. But you know what? If they don't recognize that it's God who gave them precious children, if they don't recognize it's God who gave them this beautiful earth to live on, if they don't recognize it's God that gave them life, it's God that we've got to stop. Hold on. Put on the brakes. We've got to stop and give God praise. Give God glory. We've got to understand that God expects us to live for Him. Listen to this. After a long time, the master came and judged. And he was not happy with the dude that carried, that buried his talent in the ground. Now listen, listen to me, and please let this sink deep in your ears. That sounds like something Paul would say. Let this sink deep in your ears. After a long time, God will come and judge us. But he's not just coming to judge us for our sin. He's coming to judge us for what we did with our life. He's not just coming to judge us for our sins. That's a given. It's not stay out of trouble, stay out of trouble, stay out of trouble. No, it's get in the flow of God. It's get in what God has purposed for you in life. You see, God's going to judge us for sin, yes, but it's not just God going to judge us for sin. God's going to judge us for what we do with our time, for what we do with our lives. God's going to judge us for what we did with our talents, what we did with our finances, what we did with our abilities. God's going to judge us for what we've done with our life and spending it in the world and spending it out there in the things of the world, ignoring the church, ignoring the Bible, ignoring God, is not going to cut it. When God comes, you're going to be judged for wasting your life and not glorifying God. I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about laziness. Amen. Unfaithfulness. Say, preacher, can you qualify that? Look at verse 20. And so he came that received 5 talents. He came and brought another 5. And the Lord said, you've done well, good and faithful servant. He comes, verse 24. And he comes to the one in verse 24. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee. I knew that you are a hard man. You know, these rich folks, they're not good people. These people that have the blessings, they're not good people. Does that sound like a generation of our day? If you got something, I want it, and if you won't give it to me, you're bad. Well, why don't you get up and go to work, lazy, and get it for yourself? God gave us 6 days in which to work and the 7th rest. Amen? So you got Bible for that? Look at verse 24. I knew that thou were a hard man, reaping where thou did not sow and gathering where thou hast not strong. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, here's your talent. I hadn't won it anyway. Here it is. And the Lord says, you wicked. You. Verse 26. His Lord answered and said, thou wicked, slothful. The word slothful is lazy. You wicked and lazy servant. Thou knewest that I reap where thou sowed not. Now he's just agreeing with the guy in sarcasm. Jesus is not a bad master. But he agrees with this guy. He said, I was afraid and went and hid thy talent, verse 25, in the earth. And lo, here's your talent back. And he said, you knew, thou wicked, slothful servant, verse 26. Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I did not straw. Thou oughtest to, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers. And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with interest, usury. He said, you should have done something with what I gave you. Then he says, take the talent, that 1 talent from him, and give it unto him that has 10 talents. Verse 29, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, those that glorify God shall be given. Those that love God shall be given. Those that serve God shall be given. Those that walk in the light shall be given. Those that believe the word of God shall be given. And he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, him that has buried his talent, he don't even have it, he's buried in there, it shall be taken away from him and even given to him that hath. And I, verse 30, cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wait a minute. There's no mention that the one with one talent was a drunkard. There's no mention that the one with one talent was a party monger. There's no mention that the one with one talent was an adulterer, a fornicator. It just says the one with one talent didn't do what God made him to do. Didn't purpose in his heart to accomplish and to give God glory. The one refuses to honor God, whether he's an atheist or an infidel or agnostic, refuses, say, I don't need church. I can be a good Christian and not go to church. No, you can't. I'm sorry, but I disagree with you. You are a biblical moron when it comes to that. I totally disagree with you. You cannot be a Christian, a good Christian, and skip out on church. In fact, if you were a good Christian, you would be consumed with what goes on in the house of God. Bottom line. Now, I've got some folks on live streaming that probably didn't like what I said, but that's all right. You can like it, lump it, get in a pew and bump it, but that's just the way it is. Amen? There's no mention that he was a wicked sinner. It just mentions that he didn't have time for God. He took the talent, took what God had given him, took the sunshine, took the rain, took the water, took the food, took the life, took the blessings, took what God gave him and just planted it in the earth, buried it in the earth, and said, I'm afraid of God. God's not a good God. After all, if God was a good God, there wouldn't be starving children in the world. If you was a good person, you would give finances to the people that are starving. Now, God's down here, but he's not down here. You know what I'm talking about. We're here. We're representatives of God. Well, how can they be a God and there be all the suffering? Well, let me say this. All that's going to be reconciled. All that's going to be cleaned up. And the suffering that we're seeing today is not a result of God being a bad God. The suffering we're seeing today is a result of man listening to the stupid devil and allowing sin to run rampant in our nation, in our land. That's the bottom line. Amen. And the reason little children are starving in other countries is because money mongers are taking the money that's there and making themselves rich so that they can try to bomb the USA and destroy this nation because they hate America because America has five talents. Amen. Well, you know, I wish I could sing like that person. I'm disappointed because I only got one talent. And the one that's got two says, I should have got five. I'm better looking than the guy that got five. And all I got's two. And judgmentalism and discontent. And so the one that says, I'm afraid of God, God says, that's not going to cut it. You can say you're afraid of me, but that's not going to fix it. You can make your excuses, but that's not going to fix it. You can say, well, I don't have time to go serve God. And listen, there's more to serving God than going to church. There's more to serving God than reading your Bible. There's more to serving God than coming and involving. One way to serve God as a mother or a father, raise your child in the ways of the Lord. Amen. Discipline your children. Be kind to your neighbor. There's a lot of ways you can glorify God. They'll see your good works and glorify God which is in heaven. Let your light shine. It's not just church. It's not just reading your Bible. It's God placed things in your life that you can bring glory and honor to God. But you can't ignore God and expect God to wink at you on judgment day and say, it's okay, come on in, precious little darling. No, your fingers are dirty with the soil and the manure of planet Earth. You're full of stench. You don't look at it like that. Well, I don't commit adultery. I'm not killing anybody. I'm not a wicked sinner. No, but the truth is, if we're not focused on God, we're not right with God. Amen. If we're not focused on God, if we're not focused on what God wants in our life, we're not right with God. Amen? Hello? And if God just give you one talent, for God's sake, don't spend it running up and down the streets of the neighborhood, wasting your time. If God just gave you one talent, don't waste your breath, waste your life, waste your time, because that one talent is not a cheap. In fact, some say that one talent was over $1 million in money worth. Some say that that one talent is over 20 years of hard work. So we're not talking about something that's meaningless. I love being alive. How many love being alive? Amen. Had a guy come to me one time and said, I don't want to live anymore. I want to kill myself. I said, if you'll just wait long enough, you'll die. You don't have to push and rush it. Amen. He said, well, I never thought about that. And I said, yeah, you're going to die. We're all going to die after a long time. And how many would agree it's been a long time since the Lord walked the earth? Amen. And after a long time, we're going to be judged. And some will be judged for adultery, fornication, lust, theft, murder, wickedness. And some will be judged because they had the attitude, I'm as good as the preacher. I'm as good as anybody else. I'm too busy to honor God. I'm too busy to recognize God in my life. That is an insult to God. You breathe his air. You drink his water. You live on his planet. Don't you forget that this is God's planet. You drink his water. You breathe his air. You live and have your being and move about because of Jesus Christ. Every child is a gift of God. Health in your body is a gift of God. Everything that we have, our nation is a gift of God. Everything we have is a gift of God. And I dare anybody, it's wicked, it's vile, it's evil to put God on the back burner and place yourself on the throne of life. And that's what the one with one talent did. He buried God's, at least he thought he buried God. He thought he buried God's blessing. But all the time he's wasting, he's burying his life in the things of the world. I'm concerned about the malnourished church of today. I'm concerned about the malnourished concerts in the churches today. I'm concerned about the malnourished people in the church today that's heard love, 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 and they've not heard enough about the wrath of God is poured out upon all wickedness and sinfulness. I'm concerned about people that their whole life is honey and heaven, and it is wonderful, and it is, and heaven's, but don't forget, as sure as there's a heaven, there's a hell. And I'm concerned about the anemic church of Jesus Christ today. That you don't think twice, people don't think twice about what are they really doing for God. They don't think twice. I mean, it's the world first. It's the things of the world first. It's doing our thing, drinking God's water, breathing God's air, wasting our lives, spending our time. What we're doing is like the one person that has that talent. and wasted in the earth. And God says, thou wicked and slothful servant, you should have at least respected me, honored me, and invested your little bit in the things of God. Even if you weren't going to get turned on, you should have invested a little bit in the things of God. But because you haven't, they'll be wailing, gnashing teeth, you'll be thrust out. Now, I guess the weightiest thing I've said tonight, and trust me, I've said some pretty heavy things tonight. I don't imagine I'll be getting wonderful, encouraging cards tomorrow about how wonderful tonight was. I guess I'll get too many compliments. But I want to say this. If you don't remember what I've said tonight, please remember this one statement. After a long time, God's going to come and judge. And he's not just going to judge you for sin. He's going to judge you for how you treated him in your life. If you recognized him in your life, he's going to judge you for whether you have been productive for Jesus Christ. Well, that sets the judgment up. That sets judgment in a whole new light. We're talking about the talents. Think about it. How valuable is your life? Think about it. How valuable is your children? How valuable is your grandchildren? How valuable is your friends? How valuable is your life? You know, the things that you value the most sometimes keep you from serving the Most High God. But we need to understand this. God didn't give you a baby, and Judy and I had seven, and he didn't give us children to just enjoy them. He gave us children to guide them in the ways of the Lord. When God gives us money, he doesn't give us just money for us to go do things that we shouldn't do. Nor does he give us money to hide it in a rat's nest somewhere. He gives us money to be a blessing, not just to ourselves, but to neighbors and friends and those around us. Amen? God gives us talents. And we put our talent together. 5-2-1. One was a dud. But we put our talents together. And some of us are not as talented as others. I'm one of those two talent guys. Sometimes I'm wondering if I'm the one and I obeyed the Lord, but I'm one of those two talent guys. I'm not one of them five talent guys. I'm a two talent guy. But I'm not jealous of the five talented people. I met some folks that are 10 talented, some 20 talented. I've met some folks that are incredibly blessed in their life, and God has entrusted many things to their life. But listen to me, God's going to hold you accountable over that one, just as he'll hold that other person accountable over that five. And he's going to hold us all accountable for what we do with God, what God's given us. One day I'll meet him. One day I'll meet my Jesus. And I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. You have been faithful in a few things, little things. Oh, I'm going to give you big stuff. I'm going to make you a ruler. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to touch your life. That's what I want to be, faithful. Faithful. Something about faithfulness, it doesn't take vacations. Amen? Something about faithfulness, it doesn't take recesses. There's something about faithfulness that's every week, every day, in our families' lives, in our children's life, in the church life, in the work that we're doing for God, to honor God. Faithfulness never takes a day off. Amen? Be faithful. The Lord says that if we mess with the world, we have become an adulterer with the world. Now, I don't mean literally adultery, but you know what I'm talking about, spiritual adultery. You've got involved with the world. If a man's going to marry his beautiful bride, and they're engaged and they're going to get married, and he says to his beautiful bride, "Have you been faithful to me?" And she says, "Yes, I have. I've kept myself for you." She says to the man, "Have you been faithful to me?" He said, "Most of the time." "Well, there's just one time I seen a lady, she was a lot prettier than you." Whoops, marriage is over. Why? How many times does it take to ruin faithfulness? Just one time. Just one time. And we want to be faithful to the Lord. Amen? More so today, because the Lord's coming soon. You notice in the 10 virgins, it's about be ready. The Lord's coming. You don't want to miss out. Notice in the 10 talents, it's you got a life. Don't mess it up. God's going to hold you accountable for the life you live. Notice the separation of the sheep and the goats in the parable, and that's another sermon for another time, where he'll divide the nations, the goats from the sheep, at the end of the great tribulation. But I want you to know that God's given you a life, and he's going to expect dividends. That don't mean money necessarily. It just means he's going to expect fruit. He's going to expect something out of you for him. It isn't just God, give me, give me, give me, give me. It's God, let me give to you. It's not always, I've got the joy down in my heart. The joy down in my heart. Anybody ever sung that song? Got the joy down in my heart. Well, what about the joy up in his heart? See, God gave us so much. And he's trying to say to us in these parable of 10 talents, don't waste what I've given you. I have given you a priceless, valuable asset. And please don't throw it away. Please honor me. And I'll leave it there. I'll leave it with that. Honor God. Live for him. Stand with me. The parable of the talents is pretty cool, but it's also pretty hot. The parable of the talents is pretty comforting, but it's also discomforting. The parable of the talents is about money, but it's more than that. It's about talents. It's about ability. It's about capabilities and things that we can do, gifts that God has given each one of us. And we need to use our life to honor God. Amen? To just honor the Lord. I'm not here, you know, let me say it again, and I know I sound like a broken record, but let me say it again. When the judgment comes, it's not just going to be about adultery and fornication and lust and stealing and backbiting and sin. It's also going to be about what you do with your life. What did you do with your time? What did you do with the blessings? What did you do? Did you focus on me? Did you give me what I deserve? Did you give me my place with you? If you don't, you're like the one with one talent. You bury it in the earth. We're going to give an invitation. I don't expect too many people come to the altar after a sermon like this. But I do want you to reevaluate, where am I going in life? Am I in the right vein? Am I in the right direction? Am I doing what God's called me to do? The talents are a beautiful parable, but also a very tedious, and I could even say nervous parable, because it demands so much of us, not just living right and living a right for God life. It's us living for God life. Not just living right for God, but living for God. That's what it's about. Giving God pleasure, giving God honor. Altar's open, we'll give you an invite. God bless. Hope you got blessed tonight. I hope you got a blessing tonight in your heart. Hope you received from the Lord. And tonight we'll let Josh sing. We'll be dismissed in a little bit. But please refocus your life. Please get more dedicated in what God's called you to do. We do have a board meeting tonight right after the altar call, right after we're done. Promise won't keep you here but a few minutes. We just got a little bit to do each week until we get caught up. God bless all of you tonight. Josh, go ahead.